Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Ihtimalil Adha, the chapter on enduring difficulty. Difficulty that one gets from others, people's indifferent attitude, people's different ways to our style, our ways. Some things might hurt us, some things might offend us, but at that time to endure, this Ihtimal to endure the difficulties that we receive from others. Not everything that people do, people say, is what we like. Sometimes it may be very offensive also, but at that moment to endure. We did before that there are four steps that a person goes through to reach that good character, that good akhlaq. Four steps he has to take when there is a situation, adverse situation. Somebody says something, somebody behaves in a rude manner, somebody behaves in an ignorant manner, then now there's four steps. The first step we said was sabr, that the person doesn't impulsively react. At that initial moment, the person holds himself back. This is known as sabr. And the next thing was tahammul, that after that, this thing will still be eating up, it'll be irritating him, that how can this person behave like this? How can he act in such a manner? How can he tell me this? Or sometimes even shaitan will put waswasa in our ears, that how come he didn't invite me also, he didn't call me, he didn't tell me about this occasion. So now that starts eating people up. So therefore the next step is the hammul, that with a greater level of exertion, a person is trying to keep himself calm, keep himself cool, getting his mind off that incident that is eating him up. And the next step, ulama explain, is forgiveness. So the first was sabr, he didn't impulsively react. Then he made bardash, he was tolerant, he was forbearant, that he held himself for a longer period of time, he made that effort. Then he forgave that person also, the person that did this, behaved with him in this manner. And the fourth step is a'rid anil jahilin. The person completely turns away from that person, he turns away from that incident. He doesn't let that incident or he doesn't let that person be something that preoccupies his mind, nor preoccupies his time. That incident is an incident of the past, something that is history. I have forgiven the person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns away and he focuses on all his other work and all his other aspects that he needs to focus on. So now this becomes a thing of the past. So these four steps are such beautiful four steps in a person achieving good akhlaq. So anyway, continuing, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is continuing with different chapters that touch in a different, from a different angle, this theme of humility, this theme of forbearance, this theme of tolerance. So here he starts a chapter, the chapter on enduring difficulty. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who swallow the anger and who forgive people, Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. Surah Ali Imran, referring to those people that are a people of taqwa, the people of righteousness. This is the qualities you will find in them, is that they swallow the anger, they forgive people, and Allah Ta'ala loves those people that do good, showing us that the swallowing of anger and forgiving people is actually part of good deeds. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, whoever exercises patience and forgives, this is certainly amongst the most resolute of matters. Those who exercise patience and forgive, this is certainly amongst the most resolute of matters. We explained this before, that it requires a great level, a great resolve, a great determination to firstly exercise sabr on occasion when a person is upset, when a person is not happy about something. It requires a great determination to exercise sabr, and then it requires even greater determination to forgive a person. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Shura is saying that a person that makes sabr and he forgives is amongst the most, this is amongst the most resolute of matters. Most resolute here meaning most highest form of determination, that a person has these qualities. We mentioned one incident before, but just to recap, this under this ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Mentioned the incident of Hazrat Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh, that he was the grandson of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu's son was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and his son was Hazrat Hussein radiallahu, Hussein bin Ali bin Hussein radiallahu an. So anyway, we mentioned one incident that he was once seated on the dastarkhan and the servant was bringing some food, hot food, very, very hot food, and he dropped it on one of his children. So he dropped that hot food on the children. So now can you imagine boiling food, burned child. So what was his reaction? It was a reaction of upset. He was upset. He was in awe at this occasion of this recklessness and the carelessness of the slave that brought this food. So when the slave saw this, the first part he read, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ, those that swallow their anger. Now look how affected they would get by Quran. We hear ayat upon ayat and we listen to it, but it doesn't really affect us. In that fit of anger, when he heard this first part of this ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ, those that swallow their anger, immediately he lowered his head so that he doesn't display any anger. Ayat of the Quran is speaking about the pious people, the people of taqwa, those that swallow the anger. So immediately he dropped his head. Then the servant read the next part of this ayat, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those that forgive people. So immediately he forgave him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that on that occasion the servant read the third part of this ayat, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who do good. Immediately he freed him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a situation that would upset every person, upset us also. On that occasion, he firstly lowered his gaze, he controlled his anger, then he forgave him for the sake of Allah ta'ala. And when he said, Allah ta'ala loves those that do good, immediately he freed him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala also give us these qualities. As we explained yesterday, sabr isn't something that just comes suddenly. It's something that has to be worked upon, something that has to be practiced upon. Like how a person practices to get his golf right, or his tennis right, or sometimes a person practices how to get his gymming right. That we have to practice every day to get the sabr right. The more we practice upon sabr, the more the situation of sabr come, the more we act upon it, the stronger our levels of sabr will become. And then a person will really be able to get sabr in his life. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ, that person who practices upon sabr, Allah will give him sabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.